I'm joined by Amy O'Brien. She's on the board of directors of the Burlington Area Homeless Shelter. And normally at this time of year, Amy, this is the benefit soup supper. You also set a dueling piano event that you've normally had that has generated anywhere from, I believe, $4,000 for the soup supper and up to $12,000 for the dueling piano event. And you can't have either one of those. Is that right?
That's right, Steve. And it's been a difficult year for us, but I do want to start off this morning by thanking. We have had tremendous community support. Kathy Johnson, who runs our homeless shelter, has a Facebook page, and she will routinely put things on that page that we need at the shelter. And our community has responded fantastic.
And you were telling me that the normal capacity at the shelter because of COVID has been sharply reduced too, right?
Yes, that's correct. We have six bedrooms, and some rooms we can fit two people in, obviously same sex, and some we can fit three. But during 2020, once the pandemic hit, the board made a decision that we would only take one person per room just to keep them safe and to also keep our staff safe so that we could have social distancing in place in the shelter.
But you are doing something. You have special bags that you have put together. I'm not sure grab and go is the right way to say that, but bags that have essentials in
yes.
them.
As we're getting into our winter time, supposedly in November, but it's been wonderful, the temperature we've had. But Kathy has prepared homeless bags, and she does, as people identify in our community, we have churches or other community members that will let her know that they have seen homeless people on the street. And she will take a bag out that contains a coat, a wool blanket, some hats, gloves, hand warmers, and some non-perishable food. As we are limited in the number that we can take in the shelter, this is just helping to keep them warm and safe.
And that's that problem, the limiting of the shelter, would also be a problem for those with the social distancing. It's very, very hard for, I don't know, where you go. Where would you go? You can't go to the shelter. I'm sure there are churches and things like that or people that are willing to open up homes, but they are probably going to be really reluctant to do that too. Is that right?
It is. It's a problem that's ongoing, and it's one of the reasons that we exist, and we're very proud to be able to help the number of people that we have, and we've had some great success stories as people have come into our homeless shelter and received not only the home and the food, but they get a lot of emotional support from the staff and help in finding their next home and getting that set up.
I know that they also do, in terms of trying to find employment, that's something that's very important as well. Finding employment, in fact, I know that I'm trying to think, who was running the shelter before Kathy?
Char Blodgett.
Char. And I know Char said, hey, every day you're out, you have to go out and do it, see who you can to find a job. But it's been a strange year. There's no doubt about it. It's not been a typical year, and a lot of the opportunities and things like that, a lot of the benefits, a lot of the fundraisers, all of those, we know that the community Thanksgiving dinner, that's not happening this year, but they are asking for donations. You're doing the same thing, right?
That is correct. In June, we last year started having a dueling pianos, and that was a great fundraiser for us, and everyone had a great time. The Eagles donated their facility, and we were able to raise some significant dollars to support the shelter. And so early in the pandemic, we decided to move that from June to September, and we had to get special permission from United Way because we are a United Way recipient. They did authorize for us to move it to September, but as September got closer and we realized the pandemic wasn't going away, we had to cancel it for this year and just move it into 2021.
It's been a very difficult. In fact, as we've said to so many people, and we've mentioned it, and probably until the people are tired of hearing it,
yeah.
We know when everything began. We just have no real
right.
idea for sure. We have ideas,
yeah.
but we have no real idea for sure when it's going to end. So helping out when you can, as much as you can, financially is really the option that you have. And I think you particularly said a tax-deductible donation.
Right. As we, that's why our soup supper is normally this time of year, and we get a lot of people that buy our soup supper tickets, and the Drake donates the soup for us, and it's always been a great event for us. But this year we're not able to have it, so we are asking if anyone is able to be able to give tax-deductible donations. They can either call the shelter and talk to Kathy. That number is 754-6791. We have a Facebook page that you can communicate with Kathy on as well, or you can drop those donations or mail them to 123 South Marshall Street.
And again, since you normally generate from just those two events about $16,000, you
yeah.
could certainly use significant
yes.
donations, right?
Yes, we could.
All right. Well, it's the homeless shelter. And again, let's hope that in 2021, everything can be in our rear view mirror.
Yes.
And all of the things that we have looked forward to can continue. But again, the address to send a check.
123 South Marshall Street, Burlington, Iowa.
All right. Give and help them out. They can't do the soup supper, but, hey, have some soup at home and send the check. 743 at KBUR. Amy O'Brien, thanks so much.
Thank
and
you.
Good luck.